journal. The good news is our assistant principal, Mr. Bone, is out for the whole week. The bad news is he's in the hospital.
All right, class. Just write, "Get well soon, Mr. Bone," in your own words. As soon as you're done, you may go. Now, I need someone to stay and take the cart to Mr. Bone at the hospital. Why, thank you, Doug.
Huh?
I'm sure Mr. Bone will feel a lot better when you show up with these cards.
Me? Visit Mr. Bone? In the hospital? Not only did the hospital give me the willies, but I had to see Mr. Bone, the unfriendliest vice principal in Bluffington. And who knew what he was in here for?
Ah, funny! Come in! Come in!
How'd you know it was me, Mr. Bone?
Peek-a-boo! Now I can keep my eyes on you hooligans at all times!
It's me, Mr. Bone. Doug Funny.
Doug Funny? Well, what do you know? Come in.
Are you okay, Mr. Bone?
Oh, I'm fine. As fine as someone can be who's about to...
I brought something to cheer you up. It's from all of us and Mrs. Wink...
For me?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
No, Mr. Bone, that's...
Nobody's ever given me a real get-well present before. Usually I just get a lousy card tree. Why, I don't know what to say.
Say goodbye, Lamar. It's time to remove that wart.
A wart?
From his little pinky.
No, please. Nurse, don't cut me yet. I'm not ready.
And he still had my skateboard.
What are you gonna do, Doug?
Well, he's coming back today, so I guess I'll just have to ask him for it back. I mean, what's Mr. Bone gonna do with a skateboard?
Cowabunga! Oh, surf's up! Hey, dude. Come on, man. Don't leave me hanging. Lay some skin on me.
Well...
Excellent!
Huh?
Come around to my office, Funny. I've got something to show you.
Are you sure it was a wart they removed and not his brain?
Whee! Awesome! Come in, Funny.
Mr. Bone?
Gotcha! Sit down, dude, sit down!
Yes, Mr. Bone.
From now on, I want all teachers and students to call me T-Bone. That was my nickname in school.
Yes, Mr. T-Bone.
Funny, I want to thank you for saving my life.
Huh?
I honestly didn't think I was going to make it through the wartectomy. You know why?
No.
Because I didn't think anybody cared. But then, a miraculous thing happened as they were putting me to sleep. I dreamt I was gliding back into the wonderful land of childhood. It was a magical place, filled with happiness and joy, lakes of hot chocolate, and miles of sidewalk. And everyone liked me. We played for hours and hours with no grown-ups to boss us around. And when I awoke, I was a changed man. And all because your gift allowed the child hidden inside me to come skateboarding out. Thank you, Funny. From now on, we're going to be great pals.
It turned out Mr. Bone really was a changed man.
And then King Ludwig of Bavaria went insane.
Attention, everyone! There's been a change in today's schedule. School is dismissed!
But it's only 11:30 in the morning.
All right, love, you'll stay in the mud. Get a skateboard!
A whole afternoon to do whatever we want.
Yeah, whatever you did, Doug, keep it up.
So what do you guys want to do? Go over to the Honker Burger?
Yay, Goody, because I'm really starving.
What was that, Funny? Did you say Honker Burger? Wait up, I'll be right down.
You know, I think maybe I better go home and catch up on my homework.
Yeah. Last one there, bye.
Why me? That's all I kept asking myself all afternoon. Why me?
Arr.
Pull my finger, Funny.
And it didn't end there. Hey, what's going on?
No school!
Huh?
We got the day off! Mr. Bone declared it skateboard day.
Okay, see ya.
Doug, where you going?
Hey, just pretend he's cool for a couple more days, and maybe we'll get the whole month off.
Oh, please, come on, man.
Just watch out for the...
You're the 100th kid I've nailed today!
Mr. T-Bone, you gotta cut this stuff out.
Ooh, did Mr. Party Pooper get up on the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's all in fun. So, since we've got the day off, what do you say we go to Suicide Mountain, huh?
But Mr. Bone, that's only for really good skateboarders.
You're just saying that because you don't want to go with me.
But...
Guess I shouldn't have declared it skateboard day. Guess I shouldn't declare any more holidays at all.
Come on, please.
It's not that. It's just that...
Then you'll go?
This was awful. If I didn't go with Mr. Bone, the whole student body would hate me. And if I did go with Mr. Bone... I don't think we want to do this.
Get over it, Funny. You sound like an old poop.
Excuse me, guys.
But Mr. Bone, this isn't like your dream. This is a real 75-foot drop.
Well, come on, buddy. Are you with me or not?
It was then I realized what the cost of keeping Mr. Bone happy was going to be.
Gotcha!
We've come together to join these two in marriage.
Does your best man have a ring?
Here's your teeth! Funny? Funny! Come on, let's...
I'm sorry, Mr. Bone, but I have to tell you the truth. I didn't mean to give you this skateboard.
What?
I came to the hospital to bring you Get Well cards, and you took my skateboard by mistake.
Oh, so in other words, you hate me.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. That's just what you said.
No, it's not. I said...
You can keep your double skateboard. Oh,
yeah! Hello, Mr. Bone. Everybody at school was worried about you, so we pitched in and we bought you these. It's not exactly the same as a skateboard, but...
Funny, I want to thank you.
Huh?
I'm turning over a new leaf. From this day forward, you're going to see a new Mr. Bone. A Mr. Bone ready to face the world with a renewed sense of what school children really need.
Skateboards?
Discipline! Without discipline, life is just a lot of hubbub and skateboard accidents.
Oh.
I can't wait to get back to school.
So the good news is, Mr. Bone isn't acting like a child anymore. The bad news is...
All right, hurry up! Get to class on the double! 1 second late and it'll be on your permanent record!
He's back to normal.
Hey, mister, those shoes could use a good shine! And you, Missy, those earrings don't match! Let's go that skateboard pronto!